Good evening. This is Akashvani, the news read by Shobhashachi Bhattacharji. Prime Minister Narendra Modi today urged everyone to take a pledge to make cleanliness an integral part of their lives, stating that the commitment to Swachhta is a lifelong vow, not a one-time promise. Addressing the Swachhta Hi Seva 2024 program to mark 10 years of Swachh Bharat mission in New Delhi, Mr. Modi emphasized that continuous efforts are essential for achieving a clean India. The Prime Minister said that in just 15 days of Seva Pakhwada, more than 27 lakh events were organized in the country, in which more than 28 crore people participated. He expressed that this day inspires us to fulfill the dream of India envisioned by Mahatma Gandhi and other great personalities of the country. Mr. Modi appreciated the contributions of all countrymen, cleanliness workers, religious leaders, athletes, celebrities, NGOs and media personnel in the success of the Swachh Bharat mission. He highlighted that cleanliness projects worth 10,000 crore rupees have been inaugurated today. Union Minister for Jal Shakti, C.R. Patil, Union Housing and Urban Affairs Minister, Manohar Lal, among others, were present on the occasion. The nation is paying homage to the father of nation, Mahatma Gandhi, on his 155th birth anniversary today. President Draupadi Murmu and Prime Minister Narendra Modi pay tributes to Bapu. In her message, the President called upon people to resolve to imbibe the values of truth, non-violence, love and purity with the idea of the India of Mahatma Gandhi's dreams. PM Modi, in a social media post, said Bapu's life and ideals based on truth, harmony and equality will always remain an inspiration for the countrymen. A series of functions are being organized across the country and by Indian missions abroad. A Sarva Dharma Prarthana Sabha is being held at Bapu's Samadhi, Rajghat, in the national capital. President Murmu, Vice President Jagdeep Dhankar, PM Modi, Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla, Union Ministers, Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha, Rahul Gandhi, paid floral tributes to Mahatma Gandhi at Rajghat. The nation is also remembering former Prime Minister Lal Bahadur Shastri on his 120th birth anniversary today. President, Vice President, Prime Minister, Lok Sabha Speaker, Union Ministers and Leader of Opposition in the Lok Sabha paid floral tributes to Lal Bahadur Shastri at his Samadhi Vijay Ghat in Delhi. The Prime Minister will lay the foundation stone and inaugurate several development projects worth over 83,000 crore rupees at Hazaribagh in Jharkhand today. Mr. Modi has reached Hazaribagh to attend the program. The projects include the launch of ambitious Dharti Aba Janjatiya Gram Utkarsh Abhijan with a total outlay of over 79,000 crore rupees. The Abhijan will cover around 63,000 villages in 549 districts, benefiting over 5 crore tribal people. In Bihar, the flood situation continues to be grim in 16 districts as several new areas in Saharsa, Madhepura, Purnia, Muzaffarpur, Samastipur and Katihar have come under impact of flood. Besides Gandak and Kosi, other rivers from Western Bihar to Eastern parts are flowing above the danger level. Bagmati, Kamala, Balan, Mahananda and their tributaries are also in spate. More than 12 lakh people have been affected by flood in 16 districts. Relief and rescue operations are in full swing in affected areas. In the wake of a massive missile attack by Iran, Israel has vowed a decisive and forceful response, potentially marking a turning point in West Asian relations. The Israel Defense Forces emphasized that they have plans in place and will act when and where they deem appropriate. Iran's IRGC warned that any Israeli retaliation would prompt an even more destructive response from Tehran. At the same time, the Israeli military launched new airstrikes targeting Hezbollah positions in Beirut following warnings for residents to leave the city's southern suburbs where the group operates. Iran's Islamic Revolutionary Guard Corps, IRGC, claimed responsibility for the assault, launching nearly 200 missiles at Israel. Meanwhile, New Delhi has reiterated its call for restraint by all parties and for the protection of civilians in West Asia, the ministry today advised Indian nationals to avoid all non-essential travel to Iran. In a travel advisory, the ministry requested those currently residing in Iran to remain vigilant and stay in contact with the Indian embassy in Tehran. The MEA said that it has closely monitoring the recent escalation in the security situation in the region. That's all in this news bulletin. Namaskar.